hostages freed from Hamas include 13 Israelis, 10 people from Thailand and one from the Philippines, according to Qatar, which helped broker the agreement. Germany also announced four of the freed Israeli hostages are dual German citizens. Israel's military released video footage, it says, shows the moment the first group of hostages released by Hamas crossed into Israeli territory. The aerial video showed vans crossing into Israel at the Kerem Shalom crossing, which separates Israel, Gaza, and Egypt. Similar images were projected on the side of a building in Tel Aviv. The Hostages and Missing Families Forum also released photos of some of the released hostages, many of whom are elderly. They included 72-year-old Adina Mosh, whose husband died in the incursion, and 78-year-old cancer survivor Margalit Moses. It is also believed Doron Katz-Asher and her daughters Aviv and Raz Katz-Asher and 79-year-old Hannah Perry and 85-year-old Yaffa Ada were freed. An 85-year-old woman captured in the same kibbutz has not been released, prompting her granddaughter Adva Ada to worry her health condition may have deteriorated.
I think it's complicated because I am very happy for them and for their families and that they return and that they are safe now. But I do wonder what it means about my grandmother and her medical condition.